Let's see, I had Friday, bad commute. Last night, bad commute. This has not been fun. I want a nice commute tonight, so help us out. Brothers out.
I got a...
You cut through town. I get it.
I know.
There's no way to I can cut through town.
There is no way to cut to Altoona.
No, there is no
Pleasant Hill or whatever.
No, it is Altoona. Whatever. Let's see here. You're listening to us live. I already told you that. Twitter, at 1700, the Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook, at 1700, the Champ. We'll mention Facebook here in just another second because I'm going to segue to Scott here. Website is also 1700thechamp.com. Tonight and tomorrow night, Twins, White Sox. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Guardians. So you get some baseball. I listened. I was driving in the car. I listened a couple times last week. Minnesota Twins, still number one in their division right now, which is kind of cool since we are a Minnesota Twins affiliate. You, my friend, have the next read.
We're going to go with the Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important and challenging. Currently, there is well over 500 jobs that are open on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking. They keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what the Palmer Group can do for you.
Wow. Nice job out of you, my friend.
Cool.
Okay, so mentioning... we mentioned Twitter a lot because Scott and I try to get on social media as much as we can, post stuff on there. But we're going to talk a little bit about Facebook at 1700 The Champ because of what Scott's about ready to tell you.
We are teasing it today. It will go into effect tomorrow night after our 4-6 show. Then you go to Facebook and we're going to have a post because Brooks Reynolds, the grand poobah of the Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest gave us 10 sets of 10, 100 tickets for Friday to bring people out. So we're going to have people go to the post, acknowledge the fact that you saw the post, then we'll pick 10 winners and we'll give them away that next day. So Thursday night after the show is when, so you'll have
6 to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 to 6 is what we'll do. But like I said, go to Facebook. You can find 1700 Champ, sniff around there now. And then by the time we get this going, we'll have a post up there tomorrow at 6, and make sure you go, acknowledge it, and we'll get you some tickets.
There you go.
Best we can.
I love it. Okay, I need you to help. I need your help here. Gold medal flour was recalled over salmonella concerns. Yes. How is there salmonella in flour? Is there? I mean, you mix eggs with flour, but how did we get salmonella and flour?
You can have,
baker.
It doesn't even have to do with being a baker or whatever. You can have salmonella
in anything.
If you leave, because I'm sure I'm going to correct, but it's a bacteria, but it's in a conditional thing where you've heard they recalled lettuce for Pete's sake.
Okay.
Because there was salmonella with a lettuce recall. There was.
That's pretty scary though.
You can have
salmonella in flour. You wouldn't expect that, right? Making cookies with flour or pancakes.
You can have. It can be a lot of different places. So it just there was a contaminant that they had to say, hey, for safety's sake, my favorite word that I hear multiple times every day, the liability of it. So
right. Oh, God, I heard that a lot today.
I bet you.
we had today is May 1st.
Yes.
And
it's May 2nd. Yesterday.
So after May 1st, these things had to be done. So they got reported on today, May 2nd. It is fifth year options on NFL players.
Yeah.
And if you get your fifth year option, that means then your next thing is to get your first big contract because you were under a rookie contract. If you do not get your fifth year option, then the pay scale drops dramatically. There's just some interesting names of some talented people, but I just see if you recognize, I mean, Chase Young, Washington Commander, defensive lineman, really, really good, been hurt with knee issues. Isaiah Simmons was, I thought, with the Baltimore Ravens, he was going to be the next Lawrence Taylor, and he has not been that. He did not get picked up. Micah Becton should be Making sure that Aaron Rodgers doesn't get sacked. He's not getting his fifth-year option, so he's not going to be happy. Jalen Reagor, who was with the Eagles and with a whole bunch of other teams, really fast, really quick, twitchy. One problem. Can't catch the football. It kind of makes you not be a very good wide receiver. And then a funny one, but I do believe that Kansas City just wasn't going to have an extra. Clyde Edwards-Helaire got let go, or he didn't get let go, but he's not. He had his fifth-year option declined, so now they have to renegotiate for his fifth year. And the players that got their fifth-year option picked up, and these are guys that are ready for – these are the next big contracts that are coming out. So we'll kind of talk about some of the ones that may not be as big, but Brandon Ayuk, C.D. Lamb, A.J. Terrell, Jerry Jeudy, those guys there, Andrew Thomas as well. And then here's where the money starts flowing. Tua's already got his. He's already done. Joe Burrow is coming up picking up his fifth-year option. He gets $30 million next year, and then he's ready for his next. That's the next big contract.
The big contract.
And then Justin Herbert's right behind him. He's at $30
million. Which is funny. I'm going to say this again. These contracts are not for I'm paying you for what I think you can do. I'm paying you for what you've done, which is the weirdest thing.
Right.
Because the wave has already crested by the time that the money gets to the wave.
Right.
You know?
Yes. And for Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, what they've done is they've got their teams to the playoffs, and they hadn't been in the playoffs for a long time. So those two are going to make a ton of money. I don't think they're going to make – I don't think they're going to go over – they might go over Lamar a little bit.
No.
Still not going to get the Deshaun Watson money.
No.
And Joe Burrow's got a really good chance. Joe Burrow has a really good chance. I don't know if Justin Herbert does. Not the same quarterback. But Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl and to took him into the playoffs on a team that hadn't won. I mean, that's a pretty crazy thing.
Right.
But
he's not going to get Jalen Hurts money.
Oh, he'll get more money than Jalen Hurts.
Oh, wow.
They're just not going to get Deshaun Watson money.
Okay.
Because it's not all going to be guaranteed.
Right, guaranteed. I know that holds.
Cleveland did mess that up for a bunch of people. Tristan Wirfs got his fifth-year option. So he's going to go from like 18 to probably 22, 23. He's been a real success. The other one that's going to make a ton of money is Justin Jefferson.
For Minnesota?
The Vikings.
He is
not going to be hurting. And I'm not going to lie, I don't know if you've seen any of those today, but Alan Lazard wearing 10 in green with the Jets looks pretty cool.
Look at his gloves he's wearing.
Oh yeah, Iowa State.
It's his Iowa
Love
State
it.
Gloves. Yeah,
I think people said that. Well, I don't. How close was Aaron Rodgers and Alan Lazard? Well, they were at the Garden twice last week together. I think they were more buddies than what people gave them credit for. And I don't know how you.
I saw those photos, and whether it is we're going to get these two guys. I think that was a very well thought out move on a publicist. Do I think it's a force for them to be together? No, I think, no. But the way they were put, they were smiling next to each other. They were at the hockey game, right. Madison Square Garden.
I will tell you,
needed to do it for the New York media.
That in different ways, both Alan's one of the most intelligent, eclectic young men I've ever met. He's like, he's a young man. In an old man's...
Yes, I agree.
And old man's the wrong thing. He's like a 1960s, 70s guy. Intelligent. I mean, just super... But he's eclectic, and I like that about Alan.
Different. Like he's a character on Mad Men?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he would fit right in to do it. He's just a great kid. This one surprised me since we just got done with the NFL draft. 23% of players on NFL rosters to start last season were undrafted. Undrafted free agents. 23%. You think 52-man roster, 32 teams, that's a lot. That's a ton of people.
Yeah, I think it's also we see it happen so many times in when we got to see behind the look when it was break. What's the NFL show? Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. When we started watching that, and we got to, because it was back when it was, what, Ocho Cinco with Cincinnati and stuff like that, and then to see how much of a puppet Coach Garrett was for Jimmy Johnson during the Dallas one, stuff like that. But, I mean, it just because you were a first-round draft pick and you didn't produce that next year, you didn't make the – I mean, to see lives changed and the rug get proverbially yanked out from underneath, you got to fill those spots. And there's guys that are out there that were, you know, that you always hear the story. 2 weeks ago, he was a FedEx driver.
Yep.
Now he's a running back. This guy was at Hy-Vee stocking shelves. Now he's a Hall of Famer.
And I may be able to get one of those to the Baltimore Ravens. Just another little tidbit news today. Mr. John Wagner, a former Dowling Catholic Maroon and Iowa Hawkeye, signed a free agent contract.
I did see that.
He's athletic enough and big that he might get a shot. He's a smart kid too.
Okay, well we just kind of glazed over this. Alan Lazard, for example.
Yes.
Undrafted, free agent.
$43 million guaranteed.
Right.
In his contract.
As you say, and he actually got signed to Jacksonville and then went to Green Bay, got Green Bay and had Mr. Rodgers, who can throw really well when he wants to, evidently.
And he was on that, got him paid.
Yeah, so.
He was on that because of all the intangibles that he does. Great on the sidelines, great teammate, and a hell of a blocker.
I was gonna say, yeah, like we've always joked about, just because of the closeness of him being a Cyclone and Urbandale and all that. He is one of the top three blocking wide receivers in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. And
he's
a
beast too.
And was that way, man. He was, you know, he was an unbelievable basketball player, but just stopped playing. I mean, just because.
Okay, that picture you just brought up where it shows him in the number 10,
yep.
Because I was still, doesn't he look about 15 pounds lighter than he did?
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
I don't know if I want. He's such a great blocker.
I don't want my blocking wide receiver to be that slender. I think that's going
to
come back, would be my thought process. The other one I had here was Henry Ruggs. Pleaded guilty in his fatal DUI case. You're talking about
somebody
that had a bright future, and you blow it up by drinking and driving fast in Vegas.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, he was driving at speeds that they won't drive when the Grand Prix comes through Vegas. That's such a sad story.
He was three figures, far as well over 100.
Yeah, it is not a joyful thing at all. The other thing that's kind of out there right now, the salary cap numbers came out today, and this is without second through whatever seven rounds, because those guys haven't signed yet, but that's with first round draft picks.
Right.
It might have been first round and second round draft picks with their guaranteed money. The Houston Texans are at $105 million. Seattle's at 90, Indianapolis at 89, Green Bay at 78, Arizona at 70, New England at 70. You know, not a whole ton to see. You know, there's some teams that have a lot of money out there. Kansas City Chiefs are only at 41, but they have a lot of people to sign. The Bills are kind of down there too, but that just shows how much the NFL is. I mean, They've almost got this down to where it's a 12-month. I mean, so you're missing May, June. They'll start back up in July. You're missing 2 months of it being around the year, but you still get it because of free agency and all
right.
that.
Right. I was going to say we just went through the draft. Now we're going to talk about the draft for 30 days. If it even thinks to get stagnant with anything, you're going to, oh, look, there's a picture of Aaron Rodgers and Alan Lazard at Madison Square Gardens. There's personal publicist, there's team publicist, and then there's NFL publicist. You know, think about that. We didn't talk about it before the draft came up, and then all of a sudden, like I said, a clickable came up, and it was, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to the Jets, who would he go to? There was no relevance to it, but it popped it up, and 70% of all people went, wait, what? Click, click. And so
that's an easy one, right? What's he going to do? He wouldn't have played. I mean, I really...
Right.
I really think that is where he would have been. But I don't know.
Okay. Somber thing to talk to you about.
Ooh.
We lost Harry Belafonte.
I know.
We lost Jerry Springer. And it always seems to come in threes. You heard who we lost today.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Okay. When you think Gordon Lightfoot, which song do you go to? Almost everybody goes to The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, right?
Because
Sundown. That is a bad mambo jambo of a song.
Yeah,
Great song.
He's one of those guys that I listen to when I want
to go back in time.
Yes, and calmness. It's just it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. It's the reason I little ADHD, right?
Yes.
The only thing that helped me do that, I had to find something I can listen to. That's how come I became a Pink Floyd person. Because it...
Oh, you're being serious.
Yes. <Sorry. laughs> for other reasons as well. But it started with it calmed me down when I was trying to sit and get my homework done and do stuff like that. It was just something I had to find that I can listen to that just where I'm not going, squirrel. And I got to do that. Oh, I wonder what my car's doing out there. I wonder if somebody's... What should I do with my car? I mean, it was something that calmed me down. Gordon Lightfoot had that. It was that type of music that I did.
Right.
Harry Belafonte hurt too.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
It always seems to come in threes, and I'm like, okay, who's? But yeah, I heard that this morning, and
that was sad. I saw you. Yeah. I saw you post that. I hit love on that. Jerry Springer too. Jerry Springer was not the guy that he was on TV.
No.
Jerry Springer was a ringleader that knew that if he did that, look what can happen. And
right.
He changed. He wasn't, what was the other guy?
Maury Povich.
No, the Maury guy that yelled.
Morton Downey Jr.
There we go. He wasn't him. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
We've got some slower traffic, I-80 westbound, right around Van Meter. Keep an eye out in that area.
Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, at Steen on Sports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins, White Sox tonight and tomorrow night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians. This segment is going to be brought to you by DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, and 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DMOS Urgent Injury Clinics are open at both the Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. New to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa. It's 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa. It's Joey Glenn. And because I can never remember, the 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway is what in Ankeny?
Oh, Prairie Trail.
Prairie Trail. There you go. You're looking at me like, I haven't asked you that question every time I read.
I just like you make you stumble. Make you stumble, make you sweat.
There you go. Thank you to Des Moines Orthopedic for being a sponsor of the show.
Steen on Sports.
Yes.
DBA.
Happy Hour Sports.
DBA.
Yeah.
Happy Hour Sports.
Happy Hour Sports. There you go.
So you looked at me kind of silly when I said, what do you think about the Big 12 playing in Mexico? And you said, what?
What?
So,
what?
Mr. Excitement,
I'm glad we got him. Brett Yormark.
This is a multi-year, and it says the Big 12 Conference plans to enter a multi-year agreement that would see football and men's basketball play some conference games in Mexico City and Monterrey, I believe. But anyway, it just it's the one is a 50,000 or 53,000 seat in Monterey. The other one is a 23,000 roughly in Mexico City Arena. So, okay, first thing, it's let's say, because I know they were talking about it, it's Kansas and Houston.
Yep.
And they get
two top five programs coming back.
And they're going to play, they would go to Mexico City to play their basketball game.
Kind of cool. Be a nice little Christmas break.
Okay.
For college athletes.
Okay. Iowa State plays BYU in Mexico. Are you like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Except for I want to go to BYU. I want to go to Utah. I want to, it's gorgeous.
See, I guess I don't. I don't know that it's intriguing to me.
Okay, so if you told me that I could go to Mexico and watch Iowa State, Kansas State, December 21st, so instead of it being a home game in Ames on December 21st, I get to go to Mexico to watch a football game.
They're not going to play it on December 21st.
Well, it's going to be. They could play in December.
No, the last game. The last game is going to be
November 21st. I'm sorry.
Yes,
right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the last game is going to be the rival Friday or whatever after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I mean,
so it's in Mexico City. It's not four below.
It's going to be October.
Well,
do you want to take a long weekend in October to go down and watch a
It's Mexico.
Are we taking
away
from home?
There's
home
oceans.
What
are they going to do, one a year? I mean, it's a one-off. I would assume.
No. He specifically said it's not a one-off weekend. It's a multi-year deal.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, it's two teams one time a year.
In the article, it springboards on the fact that the success.
Right.
They use the word success on the fact that the NFL is doing the Europe games.
Yep.
Is doing the Mexico City game. They're expanding into. I think because there's a Germany game. There's a London game. There's all these different things that they're trying to expand their market. I've heard they pretty much have to give tickets away and offer multiple drinks for the locals to go to the NFL game when they go to Europe. I didn't know that it was that successful.
Well, I don't. Yeah, it gets you in a different. Listen, he has to do stuff differently than everybody else because we don't have the same dollar amounts getting in as the Big Ten and the SEC does.
Okay, so that's where you're okay with this.
He's
got to do something different to look at me, because we're not the Big Ten and we're not the SEC.
Right. And trying to do something maybe to entice some Pac-12 teams to leave the Pac-12, because I think that in it's going to happen at some point in time.
Oh, this is locked in. It's going to happen in 2024.
No. I mean, the Pac-12. Somebody's going to have to divvy people out. It's not a ton. I mean, the reason that we are in Sukup is because when it's 10 degrees outside, the only Big T likes to sit outside. Big G does not.
I know.
And Big G likes sitting inside, but. I like the fact that you're trying different things. I would rather go to Mexico than if they had the Big 12 somebody, and it was in New York. I would rather go to Mexico than go to New York.
I was gonna say, I just looked up Monterey where they would play the football game, and you're a good 150 miles from the Gulf of Mexico, dude. So it's not beach.
You gotta have beach somewhere.
It's
really
not beach.
Okay, if it's no beach, then. It's still warmth, but that's probably not enough to entice.
Anyway, me. I just it's yes, I get it. It's outside of the box. We knew your Mac was going to be outside of the box. Try to do things different. My first initial was you're going to make a Big 12 team play in Mexico.
But if it is a nice resort, that would
but
be
it's not,
cool.
But it's not. Yes, okay. But it's. Yes, they travel.
Sitting out in the parking lot in Ames at Jack Trice, freezing to death.
I don't exactly see you hanging out with a grill in Mexico before a football
game.
Drinking
margaritas and then going, I got to get over to that game.
I don't know. I mean, it. Wow, you're gonna give a conference game the feel of a bowl game to go. But then again, I guess if you got on a plane and went to BYU, why not get on a plane and go to Mexico?
Right. That's true.
Right?
See, how far away do you think BYU is? Is that a two-day trip?
I don't know. Are we walking? Are we going by burrow? What are we doing?
No, driving.
Driving.
If you drove. It's got to be a cool drive.
It's a... No, because I'm pretty sure you got to go through South Dakota or Nebraska, and that's a long drive.
But it's fast, though, because you can go like 120. No one cares.
Cop says, trust me, dude, I want to get out too, but you can't do it.
No, I think they have to – listen, the reason that we're in the place that we are is because he was already outside the box, because everybody thought we were going to be the grouping that died on the vine, and we weren't. We went out and grabbed – teams and I Brett I trust for the time being.
Actually, it's not that bad. It's 15 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
No,
I think that'll be.
I've wasted that much time with you in a day. I could do that.
Heck yeah. Same thing. Just have a beer, and drink, and drive, and going.
It's going through Nebraska, going north of Denver, through Wyoming, down into Brigham Young University. So, all right,
mountains,
we're gonna have to hear more about that.
And snow and all that good stuff.
All right.
Bryce Harper.
Bearded.
Yep. Coming back from Tommy John surgery in 152 days. That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Most dynamic, second most dynamic player, maybe third most dynamic player in baseball. It's good to have him back.
He's not back yet, though. He's projecting to be back.
He's DHing tonight.
Whew.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is awesome, because if this would have been 4 years ago, he couldn't have done that because he would have to play in the field. But now that leagues have DH, I think.
Right.
I mean, that was a no brainer.
No, he's fun to watch. I like him. He's got great hair. I mean, that's, you know,
it's a great baseball.
Yeah, I see him at the meeting. So, but it's.
You guys got the same twitch, you know, that athletic twitch.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I don't know. It's going to be, and I can't. I have a whole bunch of baseball stuff, but why in the world would you and I talk about baseball when we have Randy coming in here tomorrow at 5? So I mean, I have a bunch of baseball.
Well, here's the thing: you can talk about baseball, and then we can wait till tomorrow, and he'll correct you about baseball.
He will poo poo me, which I love. You know how much I love when people poo poo me. No, I am fascinated when he's in here.
He's an intellect
way differently than
he's an intellect when it comes to baseball
his
sports.
Love.
Yes,
yeah, just his love for baseball is
well, and I think everybody that listens to him on the show with us is realizing. I mean, he is psychology sprinkled in with management, sprinkled in with. He's a well-rounded dude.
And I ask him a question, and he looks at me like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
and I look at Randy and the mouth, I know, right?
That's the best part. Speaking of baseball, I do believe that high school baseball practice is, if it's not tomorrow, it is Thursday that they get their first baseball practice. I can't remember if it was the May 2nd or May 3rd. First games are like May 10th.
So the first Oregon, yeah, it was. Yeah, because you had to wait to that. Forgot about that.
They have a drop dead where you can't even you could have
practice, dead time
but you couldn't have it on the field and you couldn't do
right,
which yeah, that makes a whole bunch of sense on why in the world you would do something like that. Another one, Coach Guess, Waukee head girls basketball coach, resigned from Waukee and is going down to Northwest Missouri State to be an assistant coach with the women's basketball.
Oh, the Bearcats. Really?
Yeah. It was shocking. I think he's got two or three kids that go down there.
When you say that, from his team?
No. From his team.
From his team. Not
no, 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 no. He has his children. Okay. I mean, I want to say that he had four, but it might be three. But a great high school basketball coach. I got to talk to him a couple times, just kind of small interviews before games when I was announcing. Just a great guy. Waukee's going to miss that. I'm assuming they have 35 people that would love to be. And I'm not even sure if he was Waukee or Waukee Northwest, but with the facilities and the number of people in school, that's not a bad place to go coach basketball. But pretty excited for him. It's something different. You don't see a lot of people. I think that's a Division II squad.
D2, yeah.
I think it's going to be really interesting. I kind of tease this a little bit. So when the 12-team playoff format happens, and it doesn't happen this year, it happens next year, I do believe. Yeah, it's 24. So the Friday night first game on campus is 12:20. The triple header on 12:21 on campus. New Year's Eve quarterfinal, triple header on New Year's Day. And then Thursday night semifinals on the 8th, and the Friday night Thursday night semifinal on the 8th, Friday night semifinal on the 9th, and the Monday night title game is on the 20th of January. So that's right in the middle of professional football, which I think I could probably push this.
It's a bold strategy. That's good.
That is good.
I do you think that college football is even relatively close as popular as the NFL?
I think there's a hard line of there's some people that like one over the other.
Right. I think the fandom of college football is bigger than the fandom of the NFL, but I think the NFL womps them on everything else. I don't think. Do you think the dollar amount bet on college football is even 1/3 of what's bet on NFL football?
I'd lean towards yeah on that. I think there's a ton of money bet on college football.
On college football, but I mean, half of what's bet on the NFL, 3/4 of what's bet on the NFL.
I would guess half. I mean,
not
I'm sure
a third,
we can fold.
Yeah.
No, it'd be more than a third.
Okay.
It's got to be more than a third.
I get that.
But and see, here's the okay. It comes with regional pockets of fandom also, so that Monday night game per se. If there's a Monday night football game, we usually everybody watched it because of the NFL format of recapping everything we saw Thursday, Sunday, so therefore a lot of people watch it. If you're given an option and you're not a Broncos fan for that Monday night game, you may go to watching
the college game. Or like the most of us, and hopefully the most of us, when you help us weave our way through our television, as you see, I sent
a decision
you,
has been made. By the way,
did you see that I sent you $100?
It's everyone gets it.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure
if you get the NFL package between YouTube TV.
Is that breaking news that you're going to give to stay tuned for this last segment?
If you would like me to tease it? Yes.
Okay, we're going to tease it. I mean, we have 20 seconds.
I will tease this. Being a member to someone for almost 20 years means something, and I was surprised.
Good.
So it was longevity and the horror stories you hear. It was a good deal. So
good. I can't wait to hear. Nana, you should pay attention, Nan. This is all you.
It's the upgrade in the TVs. She's just going to – that's a lot of money worth of TVs.
Good.
So, I have 12 TVs in my house now. So
there you go.
Upgraded a few.
Nice. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk to real sports fans. We have that coming up. I got a couple more things I'm going to spring on you as well.
Oh, joy.
So, I know how you look forward to that. Come back in here with Scott and I. We got one segment left.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home for professional on sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Tuesday, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. Tonight and tomorrow night, Twins, White Sox, right after we get off first pitch coming up, 6:10. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Guardians, and next Tuesday, Wednesday's Twins, Padres. Coming in, you, my friend, have the last read today.
I have the last read. Heritage?
Yes.
Heritage. Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care. Yep, it is health care. Be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology. Provide peace of mind and protection and protecting our future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control and provide advanced level janitorial services to the clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. Before you go down your rabbit hole or whatever you want to do with your stuff, obviously during the draft we haven't talked, but to have Luca Van Ness go first, mm-hmm. as far as the Iowa boys.
Will McDonald.
Were you surprised when they called Will McDonald?
No. Yeah, it's exactly what here's what the New York Jets, and I wasn't surprised at Luca Van Ness either. It's exactly what the Green Bay Packers need. They need somebody, they can eat up the middle. They needed somebody to do the outside. Same with the Jets. They have middle people. Will McDonald coming around the end, coming up through, giving him a circle. I think it's a great pick. I love Jack Campbell going. I don't care what other people say. When you have a player and you want the player, I said this yesterday. If you have a player that you want, he fits your system, he fits your scheme, pick him. I don't give a crap. I love Mel Kiper. I love all those guys. Right. I don't give a crap if I'm an NFL team what they think. They're not getting paid what you're getting paid. They're getting paid pretty well.
Right.
And they're never right. Ever.
There was one guy that was like over 50% on his predictions, yep. and I forget who he was with, but it was Drew was over my middle son, and he had on the main screen, which I'm like, really, dude? But we watched the Pat McAfee show during the draft and then had the draft going on our phones, and it was they had angry Mel Kiper, which one of the guys, Drew was explaining to me the different guys of he's been his friend. Pac-Man Jones is on the Pat McAfee show.
Love it.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go to script club. And he is,
he's that guy.
He doesn't look as large as when he played ball,
no.
But
he's actually pretty. He did a good job. I heard people say that he did a really good job. No.
It was. I was surprised to see Pac-Man Jones sitting there with their other regulars on the Pat McAfee show. But it was interesting.
Tell me the Lions running back that Detroit Jahmyr, is it Jahmyr Gibbs? Was that his name?
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs, Alabama.
Okay, you couldn't get Bijan Robinson because somebody took him before you.
The Falcons took Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, and you want the second best running back, and on your board to help your football team, you needed a running back. I don't give a crap what people say you shouldn't take a running back.
Right.
I don't give a crap that you say you shouldn't take a middle linebacker. Jack Campbell is a run stopping for the next 12 years.
Yeah. Okay, so Ray Gunn has the the Cyclone Jets or whatever it is.
I saw that.
The shirts that say Iowa State Jets or Cyclone Jets or whatever it is, because it's gonna be pretty cool. I mean there is a good Lord. You got Breece Hall, you got Alan Lazard, you've got Will McDonald, it's gonna be cool.
It's awesome. Okay, I told you I was gonna tease you with a couple of things.
All right, you want me to tell you what happened with TV or not?
Oh yeah. Oh God, that was that's okay. That's your. Hold on.
Old strategy.
There you go.
All right. So I called DirecTV, who I've been with for almost 20 years, and said I don't need you anymore. I am going to go to YouTube TV, even though I wasn't going to get Marquee. I wasn't going to get. If I got away from DirecTV, I wasn't going to get Marquee. I wasn't going to get History Channel. Two big ones for me, right?
Right.
But I'm like, I don't need it. I can listen to it on the radio again. However, blah, 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 if I really need a Cubs fix. So they must have the perfect information on their screen. She was the most polite. She was on the you're not going to leave team for a reason. And she's like, you. What? No, sir. You've been with us way too long. Well, we're gonna work our way through this. So, all right, let's talk about it. And they hammered the price of my bill for the next year that I am good. So I stayed with. And here's the other thing: I stayed with DirecTV, but I used to have all the Genie boxes throughout the house. I eliminated all those except for the one on my main. Everything else is streamed.
Right.
So Now we have a couple Fire Stick TVs that you download the app and everything works, and we're down to one remote and blah, blah, all these different things.
How many can you stream? Because, like, I can stream two.
Two.
Like, if I'm streaming upstairs or I'm streaming downstairs, I can stream two TVs.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah.
You know what? I have the app downloaded on 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I have them downloaded on all of them.
On all of them, but I haven't run into a conflict of it being on.
Yeah, I have.
It has to be a minimum of two.
Right. It's two for sure.
Okay.
Like if I try, see, this is how I know it's two, because sometimes, like Nate, if he can't get something on, he'll sign into my DirecTV stream, and then it'll pop up on my TV. You have to shut one of your TVs off because.
But see, that has to do with location of VPN. The fact that he's not logging in under the same. I think that's why they don't want. But anyway, no, it's we're going down that path.
But just not the Sunday ticket.
You don't have to have the entire YouTube TV package to get the Sunday ticket.
Well, there you go.
You can go and buy, and the amount of money they saved, I will pay the $100 difference because I'm not a YouTube. And we had YouTube TV as a trial. It was okay.
Yeah, it's not great. I agree.
But they know. Trust me, the ones where you have to have Mediacom or you have to have Fubo or you have to have DirecTV to get. You just can't go out and buy Marquee Network, which is big in this area.
Right.
Right. Because so there's that. Comes. It's orchestrated slash a shell game going on of. And Randy Wehofer said it best sitting right next to me when he was in the, really? If you want it, you're going to get it, right?
Right. I mean, okay, that's my thing, too.
He goes, don't tell me you're mad at this. Don't tell me you're mad at that.
If but you want it, you get it.
He goes, all the things you want are available. It's whether you want to make the choice to go to get it. And
that's what I always say.
And that's
always,
okay.
I put it on my credit card. It comes out of my credit card. I don't even realize it. Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, just let it go. Until it comes up to
the
like,
American dream, until Steve, it but comes it's up not to the right
$400
thing.
A month exactly. That you're looking at.
No.
All right, we got 2 minutes left. I got to ask you this.
Okay.
So there's four concerts for sure that I want to go see.
You want to go see Aerosmith?
I do want to go see Aerosmith. Yeah. You know, I want to go see Black Crowes. That's who I want to see.
Yeah.
You don't really.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson coming to Des Moines. So Kathy
just to get a picture by his bus,
Kathy
I think I would
Aaron
want
have now
to.
Now gone and seen Willie Nelson twice already.
Oh, he's a performer.
Yes.
From what I've heard, I would, like I said, just the chance to get a picture by the bus, the infamous bus, would be.
Would you load up in your car and go see Sting with me at Red Rocks?
Man, I don't know. That I'd lean towards maybe a yes on that one because
I've seen a concert. It's unbelievable what I remember of it.
Is but he's
really cool.
But Sting is still the show, the voice, the performance is still there.
Oh, Red Rocks is amazing.
No. To talk about the venue. Amazing. Sting still is doing it. It's not. He's not a shadow of himself.
Oh,
of it.
He was
still
amazing.
Okay.
Amazing. I couldn't believe how good he was. And I still to this day I hate it. But I have to. Donny Osmond was unbelievably good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, freakishly good.
Well, it's been years back, but my wife and I went to, it was a Christmas spectacular, whatever. It was Vince Gill and Amy Grant.
Oh, I love
it
Vince Gill.
It was like
Gill.
A variety show for Pete's
Vince Gill is, I mean, his guitar playing is.
It was phenomenal. But anyway.
Vince Gill with the Eagles is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks at Caesars in a 800-seat arena.
Yeah, those tickets are going to be $8.
No, they're not going to be $8. But, yeah. I mean, there's some good stuff. I don't think that would be bad, though, because he's pretty cool. Thank you very much for coming in today on this Tuesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We'll be back in here tomorrow. We'll talk about our things that are coming up tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
Watch for some slow traffic.